This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, everybody, to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin to my right. Chris Rodriguez is here. Welcome, Chris.
I'm not sure. Is my mic on?
Yeah, is his mic on? Yeah. What's that one? No, it's this one, Chris. Chris is so screwed up.
I have to put on the right headset there, Chris. Your headset number two.
I have it on now. I was about to say, I've forgotten how to do this, I think. It's been so long that I put the wrong headset on.
He doesn't even know where his headset is. So we are so excited to be here. Actually, you know what? Todd and I were talking. We have been on the air. I mean, I will have been on the air over 4 hours today. Todd, you were on the air 3 hours last night.
That's right.
For doing... And Cal, you're on the air every day.
Every day.
So, and Chris Rodriguez just sleeps near the pool, and every once in a while rolls in. But we are just full time radio people.
But he has a nice assortment of people bringing him ice cream and stuff like that.
That's true.
That's what I'm told. And by the way, we did check Chris's mic. In case you're wondering, we checked the correct microphone.
Oh, but he put the wrong one on.
I'm not throwing you under the radio bus here, but for some reason, and I'm sure it was Todd. Somehow the headsets got switched.
here I am, innocently sitting here, going about making sure I understand all of the topics we're going to discuss. And did you get the license plate of that bus
exactly.
That just ran over me?
I just tossed you under the big one. But anyway, we're glad all of you are here listening to us on Radio Law Talk.
And you know what? The thing is, Todd is sitting to the right in Denise's seat because Denise Dirks is out today. She's rarely out. She is such a stalwart. She's always here, but she is out. So the danger here, Cal, ready for this? The danger here is no. The three boys without Denise.
Oh,
you better get ready for the dump button. Because keep your thumb on the dump button.
Boys are weird.
They are.
Well, and I did notice that when we, just before the show starts, you hear all the technical jargon out to the affiliates that are getting ready to pick up the show and to hear Cal say, show starts in 45 seconds, and be warned, Denise is not here today. That might have been.
Just got to give the affiliates a heads up. You know?
The last time Denise was not here, I think my 10-year-old son was in studio.
That's right.
And we went right up to that line. And I had some interesting conversations with my boy on the drive back to my home.
What are you guys talking about, Dad?
He's now undergoing therapy, is what's happening.
Yep.
Well, if you want to call in, call 855-LAW-RADIO. We have my son, Michael Penny, back from college. He is giving Seth Madden a break, our call screener, and he'll be our call screener. Welcome, Michael. If you want to tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And when we have the greatest thing on earth, which is case or no case, when we have case or no case, if you want to opine or tell us what you think about the case, it's do a hashtag Radio Law Talk and on Twitter, and we will see what your answer is. A lot of you out there, I know a lot of you out there play the game, because I hear people, just people that I know of, say they play it all the time, but they don't want to tweet in or call in. You don't even have to call in. If you call in, we will say, let's do this. If you call in, we'll send you let's send you a T-shirt, a Radio Law Talk T-shirt. Again, that's 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, we are talking about general topics of law. If you need to a case or have some issues with some legal questions, make sure you seek an attorney, and don't ask us, because we are more entertaining than we are smart. So, anyway, especially the three of us boys. Is that correct?
Do you you think...
Disclaimer music. Sorry, Kevin.
Yes. This is good music. Go ahead. Keep it going while Chris talks.
I was going to say, do you think it would be an extra incentive for potential callers if we told them that the T-shirt we'd send them, we each have worn, so we could, you know, take it out of the box, each put it on, take it off, and that way they get an actual game-worn T-shirt.
Yeah.
An in-studio-worn T-shirt. I think that would be interesting, especially if somebody that came in wears, like, a size small. Okay.
Like you?
Given our topics of conversation today, Fred, don't go there.
Yeah. But we are talking about love pills today.
So, if somebody wears like a size small, but it has to be worn by the three of us before it gets in, it's all stretched out.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that. Hey, we're going to talk about love pill lawsuit. There is a love pill lawsuit, believe it or not, and we pre-screened all three of us, and we had a major discussion about how we will try to keep things tempered. Because Denise is not here. So Rodriguez has promised that the dump button will not be pressed. Is that true?
That's 100% true. I'm going to keep it clean. I may be dead silent because I can't think of anything clean to say. But,
that's exactly right.
But, you know.
But stay strong.
I will.
We want you to stay strong. California Supreme Court shoots down the possible voter splitting the state. Clint Eastwood suing a medical business. New York City's case was thrown out against Big Oil. Trump and Cohen tapes. Now, this is going to be a big topic for us.
Yeah.
The Cohen records his client, and then now this is being revealed, these tapes. We're going to discuss that, the attorney-client privilege, you know, what should or should not have been done. John Hancock settles a $91 million lawsuit. We're going to talk about that and other things, and the most important thing we're going to talk about is case or no case, because Denise is not here. A lot of times when someone is not here, we can make the decision that it's not just the first and third hour. We can do first, second, and third hour. And I'm going to officially say, as the host, we are doing first, second, and third hour, case or no case.
Okay,
get ready.
But wait, second hour, because Chris isn't here very often. Second hour, double points.
Okay,
now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah! Not that anyone here is competitive. Not want to get the record there. Okay, so our case or no case today is the curious case of the hearing-impaired fireman. A firefighter went to work in Pennsylvania one day and kept saying, "Hey," like that, and kept asking his pals, "Would you mind repeating yourself?"
They're not saying "A" in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, no, like "A," like what? "A"?
Yeah,
like
they're saying "A" in
repeat
Canada.
Repeat yourself. He turned the fire station house TV up so loud that the neighbors complained, right? And nobody but the rookie fireman seemed to mind. Everybody else was fine with the excessive volume. So finally, the medical evaluation, the doctor says to the fireman, "You've got to do something about your hearing, your stone cold deaf." Guy says, I'm a fireman. I'm exempt from medical woes." Well, anyway, he wondered why, went to on a fire call, and realized right away that the constant banging on his auditory canals of the siren was causing him hearing damage. And so he began to investigate further, reached out and said, "You know what? I need a lawyer. My work is damaging my hearing. And so I'm going to ask you first off, does this make sense to you that this would be a case? And if it were, in fact, a case, what would be the outcome?" And I would start with Chris Rodriguez, but he seems to be licking his chops at this. So I'm going to start with you, Todd, and see if it's a case or no case, the case of the auditorily challenged fireman.
Beg your pardon?
Excuse me, speak up.
What? Come again?
I know. I wear hearing aids. I know the problem. I get it. Okay.
Well, you know, and let me tell you something. Loss of hearing is no joke.
It's not.
In fact, I come from a family of seven children, and my parents are very open about the fact that it's because my mom has hard of hearing. Every night, they'd get ready for bed, and Dad would say, "You just want to go to sleep or what?" And she'd say, "What?"
Next thing you know,
so seven kids later,
children, right?
Yeah. So anyway,
not that I set him up. You're welcome. Yeah. It's
so, but no. Is this? I would say at first blush, and I'm going to stick with this answer, that this is a work comp issue. Somebody is injured on the job based upon something that's happening on the job causes loss of hearing. I think that he could retain an attorney and sue for loss of hearing, and I think it's a work comp issue. And I think it is a case because of that. Are we doing whether he prevails or not?
Yeah, what's the outcome?
I say that I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, he prevails. He recovers something through work comp law.
All right, we're going to be back and hear from Chris Rodriguez, which I'm sure is not going to be very intelligent. And then we'll hear from me and see who wins this. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk.
Thanks, Fred. Appreciate that.
The bus throwing continues on Radio Law Talk. We'll be back. Don't go away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Problem, but I didn't know what to do about it.
I tried counting calories, I took pills,
eating and eating, and then more eating.
I really wanted to stop, but nothing could make me stop.
At one point, it was so bad that I just felt like giving up.
I felt so alone, like nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. People who want to stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
Overeaters Anonymous, help me get my life back.
Now I eat in a way that's healthy and good for me.
I never realized what I was missing out on.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Show me the money.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
You know what I do is work late. We all work late Fridays. We're hardworking people. We roll in early this morning. I was on the, by the way, shout out for Alliance for the Brave this morning for 1 hour. I was on the Armed Forces radio network talking about my wonderful father, who was a Marine and served our country valiantly, but they wanted to interview me. I am, as you know, Cal knows, I am the legal analyst for USA Radio, and they heard me, and then they had me on the Alliance for the Brave, which is heard on the Armed Forces Network around the world, you know, opining and helping them out on some legal issues about the new Supreme Court justice. So they had me on this morning, and I'm getting to that. I'm getting to a point. I know this is anecdotal. I'm getting to a point. They had me on this morning for an hour to talk about my father who fought in Korea. And to stay awake, I drink my diet soda. I'm not going to give a plug for a company that needs to come on and sponsor us. But I realize that I kind of start to – I can be careful drinking a lot of this diet soda to keep myself awake because it has caffeine in it to keep me awake. And guess what? I kind of got to burp sometime. What do? I've got to burp, and I don't have my dump button, so...
That is anecdotal.
It is. Okay, back to case or no case, the most important thing.
Well, as you know, burping and dumping are two different things, so...
Yeah, are they?
Yes. Okay. Just with that.
How so?
Wait, there's a dump button and a burp button.
Yes. Okay.
Everybody comes with them.
Chris is sitting there. I know he wants to say something.
There's a little flow chart. Which end does this one come from? All right, that's the end.
That's the burp button.
Denise, help. Please.
All right, so the case is this.
All right.
Fireman goes to the fire station, realizes he's going deaf, goes to the doc, says, Doc, what can I do? Doc says, what? No, the doctor says, get some hearing help. You're going deaf here. So the fireman decides he's going to talk to a lawyer about it. And Mr. Kunin says it was a simple workers' comp or workers' disability case, and that the fireman prevails on the merits of a workers' comp case or disability. Mr. Penny, where do you stand on this case or no case? And if so, what is the result?
This is one of the simplest cases. It is so easy, so laid out. It's like a simple bread and butter case. The issue here, the major issue here, is this a trick or a real case? Because that's the first thing you have to figure out is he tricking us or is it a case? I'm going to say it's clearly a case and he clearly wins under the work comp rules. This is so obvious that I think this is a trick. I'm going to say there's no case here. This is a made-up one, Cal. I'm going out on a limb. I'm saying it's made up.
Okay, just a friendly reminder for those of you playing along on the radio or on RadioLawTalk.com, there's a two-point system here. You get a point for whether it's a case or no case, and a point for the outcome of the case. So, you're saying no case and no outcome.
No.
And Mr.
No
Rodriguez,
case. You're making
you
it up.
And I feel badly saying this about Fred in front of his son.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, that there has probably been thousands of firefighters who have made workers' comp claims because of hearing loss from a siren. So, if Cal comes forward and says, this is no case, I tricked you, I'm going to do internet research for the rest of the show and pull up the names of many brave firefighters
who have
made the same claim.
Right.
But in any event, this is a great case or no case. I think it is easy. I think it's a real case. And I think that, as Todd said, this firefighter is going to prevail. The interesting question on something like this, though, is, how much in damages can he recover? Because on any workers' comp case, they try to do a baseline and figure out how good was your hearing before you became exposed to these constant sirens in your ear. And so I think that any recovery is going to be almost minuscule because the amount that these sirens damaged this firefighter's hearing, I don't think, is very much. So,
are you serious?
That was a long, boring way of saying he wins not very much money.
Okay, well, like I said, a friendly reminder, there are two parts to this case. And in the curious case of the hearing-impaired fireman, it turns out that this lawyer was far more resourceful than your normal single shingle guy hanging out down at a rented house in the commercial district of downtown. He said, you know.
So you say it's a case.
He said, yes, it is a case.
Oh, well, then I lost.
That's right.
Where's my ear?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, there we go. Oh my gosh! There we
okay,
go.
So
I lost.
No point. But so did so losing did Todd and Chris half of it. They lost half of it. Somebody's calling. I hope it's not the fire department.
It's the lawyer.
Okay.
What do you mean he lost? The case is still pending. You've just damaged everything.
Okay, so here's what we know. Here's what we know. The lawyer came and said, I'm going to start calling around other fire departments. And I'm going to see if I can make a class action out of this. Oh. And he did. And it became a class action against the Wisconsin-based manufacturer Seagrave Fire Apparatus. And they were sued, they and their insurer, which was also based in Wisconsin. Some of the people seeking damages had hearing injuries dating way back to the 1960s. Mm-hmm. So it was, in fact, a class action suit. And many Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and many along the eastern seaboard are now plaintiffs in this suit. The outcome is not yet determined, but it's in negotiations for a settlement.
Well, you can't say they won. They said it's a winning. You don't can't say
no,
it's
I'm
a winning.
I'm just saying it became a class action suit.
This is a multi-state class action.
Right.
All that Todd and I need to prevail is for any one plaintiff to get $1. That's clearly going to happen.
Each of you get 1 point for determining it was a case, and that's all you get.
Yes, because it's not ripe. It's not ripe.
You got.
Yes, I only lose 1 point.
I got that for Fred. But
well, okay, all right. So right now, then,
yeah.
There is a pending asterisk next to the second point, because if prior to the conclusion of the 100-point total, somebody gets something, then Chris and I will both get our extra point.
Yeah, because neither of you foresaw, however, that it was a class action lawsuit. Therefore, I'm sorry.
Yes,
I'm
thank sorry. You. Yeah, thank sir. You.
One thought that I had, and maybe this should be for a production meeting, but would it be interesting, the thought that crossed my head was, let's call this plaintiff lawyer in Wisconsin or wherever he is and see if he'll talk to us about the case. What if we did that from time to time? Reach out to somebody who is you know, one of the players in these cases or
the
no case and interview him.
No, they will. You know they're going to get on our show because they want the publicity.
I'll do that.
But we don't want to give them. We don't want to give them publicity.
I actually tried to call this fire person,
oh.
And he picked up the phone and couldn't hear me, so I don't know.
Yeah. Let's move on. Let's do the move on music.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is case.
Oh.
Or no case.
Case I'm or sorry. No case.
You saw it coming. You saw it coming.
Hey, turn me up a little bit, Cal. It sounds like either I can't hear or...
I can't turn you up a little bit.
Oh, you
but
can't?
So
okay.
We turned every... Because we have a new satellite vendor.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
The new satellite vendor has said, your audio levels are not where I like them. Please turn everything down.
Oh, that's probably a good idea, because sometimes I'm loud. Sometimes I'm loud.
Yes, so I've turned everything...
That's what my wife says.
Everything. Well, she's got a point. No, wait. No.
I'm just not.
All I got to say is Rodriguez is smiling.
We
over
have
there.
To go. We are.
Did
over.
We already talk
we
about
are.
Red pills?
No.
Are we?
Out. Listen, guys, we are overtime.
Go.
We are way out by
business here. Needs growth to survive. And Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists. And Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear.
Ah!
We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business...
For
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A former Archbishop of Washington, D.C. has resigned his position on the College of Cardinals after allegations of past sexual abuse. The Pope has accepted Theodore McCarrick's resignation. Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, Joshua McElwee, says such a resignation is very rare.
There's no precedent for it in the entire history of the U.S. Catholic Church. The U.S. Cardinal has never renounced his position in among the College of Cardinals before, and it's also quite rare on the global church. The last time it happened was in 1927.
Pope Francis has directed McCarrick to a life of prayer and penance as the Vatican investigation continues. The 88-year-old McCarrick denies the allegations. The car fire in Northern California has destroyed at least 500 homes and killed two firefighters. Jenny Mortensen's husband has been missing since yesterday morning when he went out to find a hotel for his family.
I don't care. I don't care about anything in that house. I just want my husband and I want to know that he's safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
To the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com. And also a reminder that all legal services advertised on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only. And now, back to Radio Law Talk, Fred.
Thanks for bringing me in. I tell you, we're still working on it. We missed the outtake last time, but we're going to do better this time.
Yep.
We're working on it.
Apologies to affiliates. We were off time,
yeah.
And it's all Cal's fault.
That's okay. He's we won't blame anyone.
Offenders right. Have been drawn and quartered.
But just so we're clear, it was not Cal's fault that I had the wrong mic on to start the show.
Yeah, just to be clear. Listen, when I deserve to throw myself under the bus, I will gladly jump.
What does that have to do with love pills?
Oh, well, you know.
Love pills? Hmm. Yeah, love pills. Lawsuit claims that San Diego stores are selling tainted love pills.
The love pills is a little old pill that...
Is that a song?
I don't know. Love Shack?
Oh, I thought you were going Love Boat. The love pill, soon you'll be taking another run.
You know? He's dancing while he's sitting here.
We're
going
to have to pay rights on those songs.
Dozens and dozens of convenience stores in San Diego are being sued. And the reason they're being sued is because there's a company called Outlaw Laboratory that filed a San Diego County Superior Court case saying that the love pills that they're selling are tainted with medication in there that's supposed to be... Yeah, there we go. That's the love shack.
Oh, and you're making me dance. Look at Cal's busted. He's going to bust a hip.
Oh, wait, he's really moving in there.
I got to go to see my orthopedist. Okay, go.
We don't have Denise here. But you know what? Listen, so they're suing, saying about 51 different San Diego County, you know,
convenience stores are
unfair competition.
Yeah.
It's just unfair competition that they're doing this false advertising that these are love pills when they actually have medications in there that they're supposed to be prescribed by doctors. And they said, stop doing this because this outlaw laboratory does supplements also that are a love pill. Right? What else? What else, Tom?
I like this. So that this is a state court case filed in San Diego County.
Yeah, baby.
And
we love.
Barry White is not one of the named defendants. However, he is a contributor to the need for love pills. You know, look, you have seen this. You can't go to any convenience store. This is taking place in San Diego because it's a local case filed in San Diego. But I'm telling you, go to any convenience store, gas mart, whatever.
Yeah.
And I always crack up when I'm there getting ready to pay for the gas, and this is what you see at the counter. 5-hour energy, okay? Then you have the all-natural health pills to just keep you healthy, and then you got the love pill. And that's quite the combination. You know,
take
all three at once. I'm healthy, I'm good for 5 hours, and... Yeah. Okay, so that's...
Especially if you're driving for 5 hours, right?
The names of these products are something else, too. The Rhino 69 pill. And then
wait a minute. The what?
Rhino 69.
That's right. Oh, I see. You got a box of them right there by your wallet.
Okay. Yeah, I brought some in this morning. I actually didn't know we were going to talk about this, but I had some in the car. And there's some other interesting names, too, but the Rhino 69 caught my attention.
Yeah. So anyway, what's happening is, first of all, they're saying using these pills without supervision, that is the outlaw laboratories, they're saying if you use these pills without doctor supervision, it can result in serious injuries, one of which is vision problems. Rodriguez, where are you?
Yes, You know, and when you look at
Todd, are you to my right?
Yes. Left? Yeah. I don't think, okay, so I get this lawsuit, you know. It's unfair competition. In California, they have business and professions go to 17,200.
And I think 17,500 is the false advertising.
Yes, and so they've got that basically what the plaintiff is saying is that because you're not following the guidelines, it's creating an unfair, you're gaining an unfair advantage in the marketplace over us because we follow the rules and you don't. Although, I'm just guessing, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I'm guessing that people that go to stores with the names such as, these are listed in the complaint, Rolling J's Smoke Shop, Smoke and Stuff Smoke Shop, they're not there for, how do I put this, the pharmaceutical and medical benefits of anything they can purchase from that establishment. You know, so they're probably
that
not
was well
really,
laid out.
They're probably not looking into something like that. But so this is the argument that they're making. You know, my issue here is this complaint could backfire on them, and I'll tell you why.
It could backfire.
baby got backfired.
Yes,
like that's painful, don't you think?
It could, especially you know that in a bucket. Never mind.
Anyway,
so. And here's why I think it could not turn out well for the plaintiffs.
And that is the Outlaw Laboratories.
No, Outlaw Laboratories, I think, is the one being sued.
No, they're the plaintiffs. No.
Oh, no, they are.
Yeah, they're the plaintiffs. They're the ones that have the, quote, legitimate type
That's right.
of...
Legitimate love pills.
Love pills.
Right. They make their supplements with all natural yes. ingredients.
Right.
Whereas these others, Rhino 69, New Stiff Nights, et cetera...
Stop.
They are, New
That's
Stiff
what
Nights.
It's called.
That's another one of those names.
It is. They are using Viagra, basically the active ingredient in Viagra.
Right.
They're sneaking it into these pills.
That's what they're
and so they work much better.
And, and that's,
but you're taking a drug without knowing it.
And that's where I think people could, where it could backfire, because right now, until this lawsuit is settled, there are going to be folks that look at this and go, hey, wait a minute, you mean I could probably go to my store and get any one of these brands and get actual pharmaceutical grade Viagra or anything in this under an all natural? I'm going to go stock up on that right now so I can get this stuff without having to get a prescription to do all that.
Expensive.
Clearly this is working, because there are a lot of people out there that don't believe that the all natural stuff really works. I mean, when I
does it, Chris?
I have no idea. I've never tried it.
Next.
Sorry to shut you down so quickly, but I just can't even joke around with that subject.
Yeah, okay.
Are we covering the Pinocchio story as
yes,
well?
Yes, we are. Later.
Okay. Ow. Chris, your nose is poking me
did
in
you
the
know?
Eye from all the way over there.
Did you
that,
know?
That wasn't in my nose.
Oh, you
stop. Stop.
Listen, stop.
James
Comey mask.
The FDA is made. Did you know it maintains a website listing the tainted sexual enhancement products? Did you know that? It actually has a website that says, these are the ones that are tainted. Do not use these. And so go to the FDA. You can. It red flags them. But I don't know that it does much, because there's so much out there that's kind of questionable. So what happens is, guess what? They step up and say, okay, if FDA is not going to do something about it, we're going to sue. And we're going to sue, and we're going to go after you semi-tainted pills. So that's what's going on, and we're going to follow this.
Be careful out there, our listeners, especially those in the Amargosa Valley. be careful out there. There are issues with the love pills.
I like
7-Eleven.
Amargosa Valley.
Yeah, we like the Amargosa Valley. So be careful, but don't forget, there's down in the Amargosa Valley, they have a Lady of the Night place,
yes. Cat House.
Where the women are out of this world. Now the question. It's the Area 51.
Area 51, got it.
So the question really is, they say they're tainted with the actual chemical that is better than the natural stuff, and that's the tainting, is the actual chemical.
All I care about is one thing, Cal, is we can go back and edit and splice it together, and we talked about the Area 51, the cat house, and Cal says, those girls are out of this world. So it's like, and then we can cut it right there.
That's their marketing phrase. I know we called them once on their answering machine.
I know that.
Said,
I know that.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Why were we calling them?
Because we just got on the air, and they were the only business we could find that had a phone. So it was a combination casino.
A one-stop shop.
Yeah, casino and gas station.
And they had a Subway, like a Subway mini franchise
right there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I think we need to call them now and ask them what they think of this lawsuit. Is this a good or a bad thing? I guess we could call them and ask them. But anyway, let's move on from the lawsuit of the love pills. So let's talk a little bit about...
Alex, I'll take uncomfortable segues for $5,000, please.
Okay, you just won. 1 minute.
Oh, we got 1 minute left. But let's talk about the California Supreme Court. We're going to talk about that. It shoots down the... Don't forget, did we briefly talk last week about the California is trying to split up into three different
I don't recall if it was last week, but I know we've spoken of it.
Well, what happened is we're going to get in the details, but it has now been shot down by the California Supreme Court. They've actually had enough signatures to put it on the ballot, and there's a reason why it has been shot down in California. A lot of people are like, I don't care about California, which I agree with a lot of people too. But let's just talk about that briefly, but then we're going to get into Trump-Cohen tapes. Those are very important. We're going to be right back with Radio Law Talk with Chris, Fred, and Tom.
We might talk a little more about the love pill, too.
Oh, please.
Just, something
please.
Tells me it's going to make its way into a lot of topics.
It's going to come up somehow. That's Radio Law Talk will continue momentarily.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear.
Ah!
We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty and Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. Letty and Company.
business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year...
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
California, the three states, is now not going to be on the ballot in November. There's an individual by the name of Tim Draper. Apparently, he's a super wealthy venture capitalist. I don't know much about Tim Draper, but he is trying to. Now, this is different, those of you who think this is the state of Jefferson. That's a different type of thing that they're trying to do to break up California. In fact, the state of Jefferson includes part of Oregon that they're going to drag into the upper northern part. But this is something completely different. So they actually received the signatures. This guy's got enough money that he sent people out. They received the signatures, the appropriate signatures, to put it on the ballot in November. And then the Planning and Conservation League, a nonprofit environmental group, filed a lawsuit to block the measure from getting to a vote. Now, this is clearly the argument of Tim Draper and his group are saying this is so politically charged, this state of California, that even the voters, you know, voted to put this on by got the proper signature, and the Supreme Court throws it out. Now, here's the one thing that's interesting. Remember that most Supreme Court of California, there's liberal on it, but it was a majority, not a majority, it was a unanimous decision. It's pretty rare to get a unanimous decision on an issue. Now, and this is why I'm going to bring that up. It was kind of more of a technicality of what they got them on. Is what they're trying to say is, they're arguing, that's the PCL or this Conservation League, and the United States kind of Supreme Court went along with it, was that it amounts to a change.
California Supreme Court. Just wanted to clarify.
California, yeah. Did I say California?
You said U.S.
So I meant California.
Just wanted to clarify.
Yes. California Supreme Court said that it's basically a change in the state constitution, which can only be decided by a legislator. And so they argue, okay, the way it's laid out now is not quite right, and we don't agree with it. They didn't completely cut it off. They said, come back and try it again. But they unanimously agreed that the proposal should not be on the ballot, at least at this time, until it's figured out, straightened out. Now, my understanding is, basically, this guy, Tim Draper, he's just like, I'm done with this. And my understanding, he might just say, I'm not going to fight this anymore, but they're saying there's a significant question has been raised whether or not this proposition is actually valid, and that's why they did that.
This is the second time he's tried it, which
right.
is why he's running out of patience with this. He did have let's split it into six states. When he put the three-state thing together, he thought he would automatically get the backing of the state of Jefferson people. They didn't like it because it included San Francisco, and they think that the overpopulation of San Francisco would lead to political pollution in the north area, so they didn't like it. So nobody liked it but Draper and a few people.
Right. So also what happened there is they found that they threw out a lot of the signatures and said a lot of the signatures were not valid. So anyway, that's what's kind of going on with this. It's out for now, and they kind of generally said, you know, my dad says, who's they? But there's been pundits that said it wouldn't have passed probably anyway. I don't know.
One of the issues when you start passing laws by state, by initiative, versus the legislative process, and I don't want to make a blanket statement that they're all bad, but one of the difficulties, and I'll give you an example. In California, we have what's called the Marcy's Law. Do you remember back, it was 2008, there was the whole thing about, 2008, 2009, the whole thing about the amendment to the Constitution about marriage between a man and a woman, that was Prop 9, or Prop 8,
yeah.
Okay. What didn't get a lot of play was Prop 9, which was also an amendment to the California Constitution, and that was an entire series of laws that gave victims constitutional rights in a criminal case, the right to be heard by the DA, to be consulted and about what offer is made in a case, to be informed when somebody gets out of jail, to have a say on whether or not somebody gets out of custody on bail.
To make statements at the end of a trial. Right.
All of that. Now, that happened, and that was a constitutional amendment. And in general, I support that. However, I was a DA at the time. And the difficulty with that was that law also wreaked havoc with the discovery process, because there were provisions in there that said if you're the victim of a crime, you've got the right to not have any of your personal information given to the defense. You don't have to talk to a defense investigator. You don't have to do anything. Well, the problem here is a defendant has a Sixth Amendment right to confront witnesses, to even try to make an attempt. So if the defense attorney wants to contact the victim and say, well, you talk to my investigator, they at least have the opportunity to make the call, and the victim would say, I don't want to talk to you. but the law set up to, it looked like it would even prevent that from occurring. So there was a lot of stuff that happened by voter initiative that really mucked with the discovery process and the nuts and bolts of it, and it got to be an issue here. We're talking about splitting the state into three different states by voter initiative. All of the technicalities and little details that need to be addressed, who's going to get what money, how are governments going to be set up, that's a bit much to expect by initiative.
And we talked about that, I believe, last week or the week before. How do you split up the water rights? I mean, the water is a major issue in California. Who get? Hey, does this new Southern California, Central California, or whatever they call the different names, Northern California, where's the most of the water's coming from? Northern California. And they're not going to want to release it down to Southern California and as a state. And then there's the federal government that has all types of, you know, spots within it. And everyone's like, oh, we'll split that up. Does the federal government going to agree to that? Because they own a lot of the property that's sitting in the state of California.
That's huge. When you look at California geographically, it looks like a pretty big state. Not all of that is owned by the state of California. A lot of that is federal land. Cal, you had your hand up?
I was just going to say that the wisdom of the founders of the republic becomes evident when we start being subjected to the tyranny of a majority. And that's what the initiative process is. In effect, a simple majority, straight, small-d, democratic process. We have a representative form of government, and you can, every time these initiatives come up, I think, man, the founders were really smart in making sure we had a representative form of government rather than a simple rule by the majority.
Well, right. And when we talk about the signatures that they garnered in support of this, well, you have to consider that they probably have hundreds, if not thousands, of people out there gathering signatures from the general public. And I think it's very, I don't know, how do you put this, pie in the sky, unlikely to think that every person out there gathering signatures was saying the exact same script to every person that signed. And so then the question is, did everybody who put their signature on this measure to make it on the ballot, did each individual have the same understanding of the proposed initiative?
No, I was going to say, don't forget, a lot of those people gathering signatures, they get paid for it. Everyone's like, oh, they're passionate about this. No, they get paid per signature.
Like $10 in this.
They're hired.
A lot of money.
They're hired to get signatures.
Yeah.
Now, not all of them, but majority of them are paid people, signature gatherers. And that's why I'm like, you're a sales guy, a gal, trying to get me to sign this thing. I don't even care if it's something that I agree or disagree. I've never signed anything. People walked up to me at the store and said, sign this great thing that we're going to do. First of all, I don't know that that's a fact, the way they're talking about it. And second of all, I know you're getting paid to do it. And I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. One of the interesting things, the state Supreme Court said the potential harm in permitting this measure to remain on the ballot outweighs the potential harm in delaying putting it on the ballot. And I thought that was interesting. It would be really interesting to see how Californians would have responded to this. Because one thing we know about Californians, there's people all across the political spectrum, but very few people would say, I'm happy with how things are going in California right now. So it would be very easy as a knee-jerk to vote for splitting California up to change without understanding all of the things that would happen if they made that vote.
Do you think they would take and make a fifth state just around Winters, California, where you grew up?
If we could, it would have 100% of the vote in Winters, I'll tell you
really?
That. Absolutely.
That's right. All right, we're going to be right back with hour number two, and we're going to talk to you about the TBT tournament. That's a kind of interesting thing we're going to throw out, and we'll be right back with Todd, Fred, and Chris Rodriguez.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.